But Shane, a positive attitude which you promised that we were going to take today, and we were brilliant in the first half, but you're playing the best team in the country, and the way they regrouped in the second half, and the manager, Steve Farrell, admitted that the first half wasn't good enough, but you give Wexford credit for that too.
Yeah, there's large aspects of the game that you'd be delighted with, and then, you know, I suppose we don't ever speak about winning or losing. We talk about performance and, you know, our key aspects of our performance, and I suppose we did have a freeze in the first half and in the second half that could have made it a bit closer. We had a goal opportunity that would have, near the end, that could have put the squeeze on Dublin, but on the whole, you know, the foundation and the key to the whole thing was our effort, our intensity, our desire, our ability to make contact with Dublin on and off the ball. You know, so that was the key, and that's we speak in the dressing room about the Wexford football identity and not getting away from that. You know, that Wexford Park is a hard place to go, and you don't get anything easy out there. That's what we want, and I think Dublin will feel that on the way home. And credit them, they're absolutely excellent. They're, you know, under potentially 7 in a row, but I'm delighted with our players, delighted with the guys and the effort they give.
Of course, the only pity is now the season is finished until the league starts. You know, it'd be great to have another game in a week's time, or qualifiers if we could get it.
Absolutely. You know, I've said it a lot. We had 4 challenge games booked from when we returned, and they were all cancelled. So we went into the Waterford game cold. Then obviously going to Carlow to win to win, you know, that didn't go our way as well. So the more games we got, the better we're getting. We actually are between 2 challenge games and Sligo and the Wicklow game, we're, you know, 4 wins in a row. So that breeds confidence. That breeds that everybody is aware of the game plan, what's expected, and the standards required to be an elite team like Dublin are.
Dublin had their homework done. They didn't let Martin O'Connor get up the field today, did they? But as Jamie said in commentary, if you're Martin Conor Callaghan, you're busy enough anyway.
Yeah, look, Martin had a great game. You know, he's just... Dublin, the old Dublin way of coming and kind of trying to shoot the lights out, it's not what they are. They give the utmost respect to each team. They do their video analysis. They do pick out our key players. So they would have known about Mark Rossiter, Martin O'Connor, Brian, Mick from that. And you could see that in the matchup and the team they put in early in the week, that they were trying to nullify probably our key strengths. You know, being our half back line, but I thought our matchups worked up pretty well as well with Gavin on Conor Callaghan. You know, I know he got a couple of points, but you know, he never got a sighted goal. Great defender from Gavin. Owen Porter on Paddy Small. Liam O'Connor on Cormac Costello. Like, we had our homework done on them, and our matchups required to nullify them. And as I said, couple of maybe in the first half, forcing the kick pass inside, out over the sideline, they countered, they got scores. That was the difference. And then probably the purple patch after the second half, start of the second half, was probably they put the game to bed. But we fought, and we fought at the bitter end, and we actually looked pretty strong near the finish. So I'm delighted, and we go again. Yeah.
Enjoy your summer break. It's a chance for you to regroup and prepare for next year. The club championship coming up now in September and October, and a chance to see maybe another couple of young lads, and it'll all go again next year. But a real positive finish to the season for Wexford footballers.
Absolutely. Still, there's a part of me going, you know, a little bit, just, you know, feel that, oh God, we could have got this, that, or the other thing, but I don't think I'll ever be happy. But the key now, and we spoke as a group, you see that under 20s team is. That the off season and while the club season going on is, you know, there's going to be gym programs continued. They have now gone up against the best. They now know what really elite teams is going to be, and unfortunately that'll be the stick I'll beat them with their Bronco times and their max reps. That this is, it's never ending. You know, we are happy with our performance today, but the key is now to build on that, to build a foundation. Great win for David Murphy and the 20s. They go to Offaly. We'll get in here and see those guys and who can come into the panel, and keep building and building and building, and for the future.
Best of luck. Enjoy the summer, Shane.
Thanks very much, Lee.
Thanks, Shane.